from Price Induction, we have Martin Viez here. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Tell us about this jet engine.
Well, first of all, it's French, so you know it's good.
Does that mean like the air goes in the back and comes out the front?
No, that doesn't mean that. No, it's we're Price Induction, to give a little history of the company. It's a company that was created 15 years ago. Oh, sorry, am I too far from
you? Yeah, that's okay.
15 years ago by Bernard Chopard. And the idea was where there's something missing in general aviation. Jet for dedicated to general aviation was something that was tugging at his mind, but he didn't know how to start the project. So he started getting some ideas, getting some feedback from other people from the industry, seeing if it was a potential good fit for the general aviation. And the feedback he got was really positive. People were really expecting a new thing in general aviation. You have good propellers, you have good piston engine, but jet engine for general aviation is not something that was common then. So started the project, and after a lot of years, because as you know, designing an engine and going from a scratch of paper on a napkin to like a running engine is a long and costly process. But today we're really excited. We're really excited because we were there. We're at the point where we have a jet engine running. We're ready to make it fly, and this is a great achievement for us. To speak a little bit about the engine, we have an engine that is dedicated to general aviation. What does that mean? It's that there's a lot of jet engine today, and they're really efficient and works really well at 40,000 feet, go really fast. But we know that the general aviation market, flying market, flight envelope is below 28,000 feet. I mean, you're not going to fly all the way to 40,000. You want to fly low. You're used to flying semi fast. You're used to 210 to 250 knots, and that's what we're trying to give this possibility for aircraft manufacturer or pilot to be able to pilot a jet engine that would fly in that flight envelope in a efficient way, meaning not doesn't guzzle down too much fuel. And it's going to be comfortable, it's going to be smooth flying in that flying envelope. So 25,000 feet, 28,000 feet would be the ceiling, and it's going to, depending on your design, your aircraft, it's going to cruise at 250, 260, 270 knots.
Well, that's one of the big problems you've just answered right there, was the low altitude fuel consumption.
Yeah.
What about price point? I mean, can we talk about that?
Yes, we can definitely talk about it. We know we have to compete against piston engine, that some piston engine can match some of our speed. So we have to be competitive, and the price is, we know that when you're going from one engine and putting two twin engines, because that's what we're pushing towards. We're engine manufacturer, so we like to sell more engines. So
okay, six engines on a Piper.
Well, no, just two is fine. So what we're looking for is like twin engine configuration. I mean, there's great design for single engine, and we've been talking to people, and it's a great thing to see, like really amazing design with one jet engine. But the dream of having a jet with two jet engine on the back is something that is still vibrant in a lot of people's mind. So the target price today, we're not in production yet, so you get an engine that's around, for if you were to sell it at the experimental market, it would be around $200,000. Obviously, as we ramp up the production, the price will go down, because today we have like only a dozen prototypes that were made, a dozen engines. So
yeah, they're all handmade at this point.
Yeah, it's handmade. Every time you order the parts, you have a 9-month lead to get them. So it's not easy. It's expensive. They have to mold every single new mold, because we're now with the final design before certification. But before that, we're tweaking it a little bit. So the price, to be competitive, we wanted to go down to $270,000. That would be the price for it. Yeah.
What's the thrust range on the engine?
Depending on which version you're talking about, because we have two different versions. The 380 would be at 560 pounds of thrust for 85 kilos, so 170 pounds, the weight of the engine. Mm-hmm. The 390, which is an upgraded version. Upgraded, I mean the it runs a little hotter, so the materials are slightly different, because you have to handle inlet temperature for the turbines around 1900. So different material, a little cooling on the turbine blades, because because you're running a lot hotter, then you get 730 pounds of thrust.
Wow. I'm assuming you're using a lot of titanium and Inconel.
Titanium, Inconel.
Like
you have a nickel, a material called MAR-M247. It's a nickel cobalt alloy. That's what we use for the turbines for the 380 that runs around 1600 Kelvin, the inlet. So this material is strong enough, why heat resistant enough to just be exactly what we need for the turbines.
Let's talk about the control systems. I'm a piston engine pilot. I have a knob that makes the plane go.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about inlet temperatures and hot hung starts and flight. I just want to go. So what have you got there?
Well, I'm an electrical engineer. My background is electrical engineer, so that's what I do. So there's a FADEC that means that the only thing the pilot has to worry about is how far he's pushing his throttle.
How far he wants to go.
As far he wants to go. So if he wants to go to full takeoff power, he just pushing all the way and then max cruise, and that's all he needs to know. There's now really the FADEC is the brain of your engine. It's you have many sensors that are sending all the time information. The FADEC is deciding what oil and fuel pump speed should be so that your engine is running smoothly. So for the pilot's point of view, there's nothing. It's just asking for thrust. I want to go that fast, that far, and then the engine is doing all the computation on its own.
You know, one of the concerns of general aviation pilots is not only how fast you want to go, but how much fuel you're burning at the same time.
Yeah.
What are you looking at in the line of fuel consumption on
this?
Well,
obviously, you're going to be burning a little more than turboprops because that would be the best efficiency in terms of fuel. But if you're cruising to, for example, 22,000 feet max cruise, you'll be burning 22 gallons an hour, which is really good when you consider a jet engine. If you were to fly another jet engine not optimized for that, you'll have 50% more fuel consumption on that altitude.
Is it a fan bypass engine?
It's a high bypass, yeah, 7.6 bypass ratio. We have different projects that we also running in parallel to this one where we're going for the very high bypass ratio, so a 15 bypass ratio, a 25 bypass ratio with other design. But yeah, having the bypass, high bypass, gives us some fuel efficiency because that's where we wanna be.
You just mentioned something, a turboprop version. Or turboprops. Are you going to build a turboprop version of this?
It's not impossible. What our design was made so that it's modular. You keep the same core. We have a geared on turbofan. So when you remove the first part of the fan and you just put another gearbox to reduce it to what you need for a propeller, which would be around 2,000 RPM probably, then you can have a front end that is a propeller and have a turboprop. But as I was saying, it's expensive to design an engine, and you want to make sure that your first engine is running and selling before you invest too much money into designing other engines. But we have the designs. We've tested the validity of it. We have the advanced design for that. We haven't gone into advanced testing on it because that's a lot of money, and we need to spend it on delivering the 380 and 390.
I was going to ask you, how much of an interest has there been from general aviation builders in your engine?
This is our second time coming to Oshkosh, and I just want to thank all of the people organizing this. It's a great event for us. It was our first time in last year at Oshkosh. We got a really nobody really knew about us, and after Oshkosh, we had a ton of emails, ton of people showing up on our website, some visits, and a lot of people were talking about it. And so when we came here again, we're expecting it to be a little slow, but we got really interest this year again. A lot of people coming, and so we were really great. So people were, to answer the question, people were really expecting this engine. The only issue with it's not really an issue. It's not easy to put our engine on any existing airframe because usually the type of airframe we're thinking about, they have a heavy engine at the front, and usually you want to put the two jet engine in the back. So that means the CG will be problematic. You have to add some weight in the front to compensate for the engine. But a lot of people are just exciting to see that there's something new, and that's they're thinking of maybe a possibility of a project with it. And I can't talk too much about the project, but we have like three or four people that are seriously considering a project, doing a project with our engine, and this is what's exciting for us. We really feel that people were waiting for us, and now that we're ready to use to deliver our engine as a power plant for experimental aircraft or certified application, people are starting to say, well, this is a good idea. I can see a design around this. And what about this and that? And the business is really going.
Are you looking to get into very light business jets or something smaller?
Depends what you mean by very light business jets.
Sixth place?
Yeah, sixth place is probably the max range that we can achieve. With the more powerful version of our engine, yes, you can go all the way to a six-seaters with a really good design. The typical application for 380, 390 would be 4 to 5 seaters, or two-seaters if you're just putting one engine on top of it. But yes, great design. What we're aiming really is this gap between the really smallest business jet that are probably around 2-3 millions and the high end of general aviation, the Corvallis, the SR-22. There's nothing in between that would be around the 1.2, 1.5 million range.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to fill.
Where can we find you on the airfield real quick?
Yeah, we're at booth 331, next to behind Beechcraft. So we're smaller than them, and we're nice.
But that's okay. They keep looking around the corner going, oh, that's a nice engine.
Yeah, exactly. Really. and there's a lot of people around us. There's Georgia Innovation or just behind us, and they're sending a lot of people over, so it's really exciting.
All right, Martin. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you over there.
Well, take care.
Well, we'll be expecting you.
And good luck with that engine.
Thank you.